Hello and good afternoon from Proactive New York. With me today is Bruce Richardson, CEO at Anson Resources. Bruce, it is great to see you again. How are you?
Well, it's nice to see you too, Christine.
Bruce, lots to get to today. First off, the company recently appointed an engineering firm by the name of Worley to help with its feasibility study for your production plant, your lithium production plant. Why have you chosen them? Why have you chosen Worley?
We've been working with them for a little while now with our bromine project. So it's bromine. We first asked them to work on a PFS, preliminary feasibility study for us a few months ago. And that's been going on. But as we've announced, we've entered into some discussions with a company called Tetra. All that sort of gets put together with a discussion or goes into the discussions with Tetra. So while that's going on, we've branched off into the second study, which is a more detailed engineering study on lithium plant, having recognized, of course, that the lithium price is going very well and there's a lot of interest in lithium, and we need to push ahead with that as fast as possible, as there's been this sort of a paradigm market shift in the lithium space. So that's why we've increased or accelerated our activities in that lithium development project and bringing Worley on there. They're very experienced. They're very well known in Australia. They have a very big presence worldwide now, particularly with their operations here in the United States. So we know them. They know the project. We've have a lot of synergy with the earlier work done on the PFS. A lot of common infrastructure for the bromine and lithium makes sense. You might have noticed that we've had them working there for about 6 months. So I think they're the right people to bring in on the lithium as well as the bromine.
So what now does the timeline look like for them to complete the feasibility study?
Yeah, that's a good question. It'd be good if it was tomorrow, but everybody's in the same boat, right? So we're looking at around the back end of the second quarter of next year to complete that. These things are unpredictable, depending on a number of factors, what happens and so on. But, I'm definitely pushing very hard at the moment for them to get moving as fast as possible on that and to complete that, as early as we can, because that's really the key to the next stage of the development of the lithium project.
And meanwhile, how is drilling going at your two production wells?
Yeah, well, the same applies to our drilling program. We want to do it faster, and I don't know if people are all watching Twitter, but you get some nice videos there of rocks being blown up as we establish the pads. So that takes some time to put all that together. The current status is that both pads are nearing completion. I expect probably before Christmas they'll be ready for the drilling equipment to come on site. It's quite a big operation. There's some materials that need to be sourced as well to go to used in that drilling program. So there's a lot of logistical things going on at the moment to bring that project on as soon as possible for the production wells. But we also have two other wells, which are the exploration wells, and that's to develop or expand our current JORC resource. We've been working on that for quite a while. It's on federal ground, on BLM ground. Progress is being made. We've completed an environmental assessment report, submitted that to the BLM. There is some discussions about that at the moment, going through the normal steps that we need to do, and it's getting towards the end. And then we can go and re-enter the Sunburst and Mineral Canyon wells, which will give us an increase in JORC resource based on the modeling that we've done to date.
And just before I let you go, any concerns about the new Omicron coronavirus variant and how that might slow things down, or will it not affect you?
Yeah, well, living here in the United States, it really hasn't affected me or the project as much as other places. Of course, it has an impact, right? So there's people may be less interested in going back to work or working, but when you're working on a drilling rig, you're outside. So, it's not so bad. and relatively safe. So I don't think it's going to have an impact on that side, but you know, logistics are what everyone is looking at the moment, shipping and bringing in, finding pipe and moving pipes around for, in our case, rigs are available, oil price is high. So we're competing with oil rigs, oil operators at the moment for the rigs. So I don't think it's going to be have a major impact, fingers crossed, but you know, to date, everything's moving along as we expected.
That's good to hear. Bruce, great to catch up. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Christine.